You know what it is. You know what it's all about. Karibuni sana to Kenya's number one podcast show. I am your host, Lukale, and this is Up Close and Personal with me, of course. Who else? So what's up, good people of the internet? It's your homegirl, Riri, but you, yes, you who's listening can call me Lukale. Welcome to today's episode and stay tuned. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Rita.
So, karibu again to Up Close and Personal with me.
Thank you.
Today, we're going to be reacting to Extiandela's stories about people's first dates.
Okay.
Lakini, of course, kabla tuanze kureact kwa za watu, so tuambie kuhusu yako kidogo.
Acha nikwambie, sweetheart. Bado, as in, I think those things come there around campus there. We are working on a high school high school budget. Tutaenda wapi? Tutaenda kula smokey paswa.
Nikwambie, afadhali mwenye hata anafikiria idea ya kukupeleka kuliko wanaume wamekaa tu wanangoja sijui nini.
Lakini yenyewe buy me food. Surely. Hey. Aki, but nangoja siku nita dress up, niseme ati guu. Ati I'm now buying shoes na makeup, you know? Ati I get the chance to say I'm getting ready for 5 hours. Huku hii Nairobi, unavaa sweatpants na shati. Nenda mnakula chipo. Hey, Nairobi.
Sisi ni wale tunatembezwangwa usiku. During the day, wataki tuonekane. Instagram story tunakompresiwa to the corner.
What? But experience muhimu, unajua.
Kabisa.
Hey, okay.
Aya, sasa we're gonna start. So, acha nisome hii ya kwanza.
Mm-hmm.
Nakwambia huku nje kuna issues. So, went to a date na boy flani. So, like, uyu boy, date alishinda, akiniambia story na muzigidi yake. Chill. Muzigidi.
We?
Muzigidi ni nini?
Rita, ujui. Utajua.
Aya, sasa uchali ati yo vile ni bigi adi madem urudi kwake juu ya hiyo story.
Mm-hmm.
Sisi after date mimi nikamshow tuzidi kwake tukachill, matime zisonge niende home.
Mm-hmm.
Tukafika kwake akapigia pedi akaleta mavitu. Wacha acheze nazo zimweze.
Hala?
Nakwambia tulienda na yeye bed ati tuna make out. Nakwambia ni kamuzigini.
Wa? Ametumia ngeli ya udogo.
No, tunasemanga ukubas, ameidogoisha. Why? Ayo, the nigga ametosha venye ako na muzigidi.
Imaisha.
Mimi ilibidi nime force mon. So alikuwa ana pump inatoka.
Hey. Bacha kwa na courage.
Na kuambia, like, guy. Baadaye after zake kulipuka kabisa, akatoka nje kwa hao, akaenda akipiga nduru nje ati mautamu. Bila nguo, akishwari. Mimi nilijificha nikatoka akabaki na drama zake. Inayo ni uchawi.
Hai.
No simple explanation to this. It is just uchawi.
But honestly, Rita, uyu inamaanisha ni mtuko unajua. What are you even doing? Like, mimi
yake na I don't think this guy, like, I react because of anything. Maybe it's just the weed he had taken.
Ikamfanya.
What?
Lakini,
hey. But Aki even the guy, hizi ni nini alikuwa najiingiza shwali? What do you think about having sex, like, on the first date?
It's not proper.
I swear.
So it means on the second date, mtakuwa mnaangaliana tu hivi.
Exactly. Yeah. And what I'm going to most men out here, that is usually their main goal. So once they've already had it with you, I mean, they'll be looking for something else elsewhere. So the interest is akwaimeshaisha. Aye, that is definitely not appropriate.
Kwanza, you on Twitter?
Ati?
You on Twitter?
No, okay. Personally, naonanga kama Twitter really roasts people. So me, I'm scared. Why?
Okay, this person, he's called Tony Wajuja. Mm-hmm. He's just saying experiences he has had. Aki, oh my God. Aki unaweza hurumia au madam. Because you're like, imagine there are three seasons with mm-hmm. different episodes and all of them have different girls. So you can imagine. Unaweza shanga.
Three seasons.
One season containing 15 episodes, all of them different girls, and I'm like, Nairobi, I'm
oh. Oh my God. Na unajua kuna mtu anasikiza hii podcast na amewahi involve na Tony Wajuja.
I understand, man. If you have been in Tony,
this pandemic has got people doing all the nasty things out here.
Eh? And kwanza, those people are usually below 16. No, 16 kuendelea. Mutu ni mstogo. Lakini, why? Zambi. Hey. Tubu zambi swiri. Hey. Okay, tuendele.
The next one. Mimi chali tulijuana na ye WhatsApp. Alafu, after a month of talking, si tunapanga tujuane, went on a date. In brackets, alafu kuna utu tuchapia mm-hmm. wanafaa wakomeshwe. Mna meet na mtu mara ya kwanza anakuongelesha English hata hujaisikia. Okay, personally, me, if a guy comes and speaks English to me, I mean, for real, me, that turns me on. So, me, I don't know about you. What do you think?
No, me, I think proper English is the best. Yeah. Me, ati, now I'm explaining to you a word. Ish. How? Ati, I'm telling you, we are going to a resort to collect, huh? Hey! Nainua mkono. Nasema tu basi.
Okay, but okay. So, them here, I mean, they have been
chatting, so obviously, I'm doing a joke
again. So, you'd prefer, like, one who speaks proper English. I mean, that would not be a problem for you, right?
Imagine hata kama unanichanganya, at least unichanganya na Kiingereza, si ati unanichanganya na Sheng hapo.
Anyway, sasa this lady is saying
mm-hmm.
ati yo English ati aifanya amuone akiwa intelligent. Surpassed my expectations. Shit, we kissed on our first date, met again like thrice, and it so happened that he broke her.
Mm-hmm.
Sijui kani ye alikuwa lucky ama ni mimi nilikuwa stupid. I know ingekuwa a romantic love story, bado tungekuwa pamoja na we broke up. We are judging. Clearly ndo maana hiyo kizungu ilimbo from the word go.
Juu hata vile anaeleza hii story kuna venye.
Ebu, let's go to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
He was my taste, tall, light skin, and handsome. I'm dark, so I don't like dark guys. Ebu, let's just chill there. Ebu, you tell me, what is mm-hmm. your ideal type of guy?
Me?
Physically, okay. First, physically.
Physically, okay, dark.
Uh-huh.
What? Me, even do I have any preference, guy? Dark, obviously handsome. Imagine dark, handsome. Hey, wait, smile. Hey, smile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Smile. Dark. And then what? Smile. Hey, and then okay, look at vizuri. You have me at hello. You have me at hello. And then yeah, me as in sinanga stress.
Yeah.
No, but what dark na ukae vizuri. Oh, and guy, if you know how to dress.
Yeah, I swear. Na unaanzanga kuangalia na viatu. Si hata kichwa ama
nini. Ah,
viatu.
Alafu nikifika viatu tukiendelea tu bas. And then like what else? Inakuanga physical na ama ni
sasa,
gani?
Sasa those hizo zingine sasa oh sijui personality.
Oh. Ah, you hatuna hiyo time.
Hatuna hiyo time. Eh, waambie.
Hatuna hiyo time. Hai. Okay, but personality matters. Yeah. Unaona vile mtu mnaweza kuwa mnatembea na yeye then vile anaongelesha watu. Eh, that matters. Hiyo tu. Mingine.
Na uko complete, si ndio?
Eh, mimi ni kwa sawa hapo. Sina nga mambo mengi. Yeah.
Ah, sasa, udem, sasa anaendelea
kusema. Wewe Rita tuambie. Light skin,
eh? Sasa sina type. Nili hapo tu. Ikiwa nikajiambia kama hii ndo maisha, staki.
Heri kae.
Nimefunga macho sioni kitu.
Sawa, sawa. Okay, sawa.
So, she's like, he was my taste. Tall, light skin and handsome. I'm dark, so I don't like dark guys.
Mm-hmm.
Between his legs, I could see my unborn babies. My daughters won't need to bleach. Usually.
Guy, may what? Believe some dark... Imagine even in our school that those dark-skinned girls were really pretty.
Yeah, and what I mean, it is never a guarantee that if the guy is light, na wewe ni dark skin ati mutaza watoto light.
Eh.
Hey, people light here should see my mother and should see me. She's very light, but I am looking like Kiwi.
So, Nina.
Yep.
Is it ever really at your guarantee if the guy is light and the nini is dark skinned, watoto atakuwa light?
Hakuna kitu kama hiyo. Me, yeah, I know family out here. Hey, biology ilimwendea mrama. Aliharibu. Like, unaona, me, I know family. The dad is dark. Mom is dark skinned. But the children.
They are light skinned.
Sindio.
Exactly. Hey. Sasa huyu, she's seeing the unborn babies between his legs.
What are your daughters? Daughter, I saw another gender. I'm on another gender.
What? Hey. Macho yake inaona sawa sawa.
Hey, Harry, ha. Tuendele.
Ati, on our first date, I wasn't feeling well, but I had to push through. Had emptied 4 guaranas. Where?
Hey.
Watu wanakunywa huku nje.
Where? What?
And was feeling tipsy. Then a feeling of sneezing from nowhere attacked me. I tried to block it, but in vain. I released it. God, this is a scary. A big balloon of makamasi formed on my
nose.
I put 2.0.
Okay.
Nikanyamba kwa sauti.
Wa? Ati?
Sasa nikwambie, hapo ndo hii date ingeishia. Mimi ni kanyage kubwa kubwa paka kwangu. Guy.
Aki, Rita, okay. Honestly, even me, I fear such things. Mimi naogopanga. Aki, mimi tu, aki, Mimi nikeza, wachilia, mbele ya chali yangu naanza tu, na mwambia tu sorry.
To make it was like it was the first date anyway. Alafu
had said
earlier, sasa anaendelea hivi. Had said earlier wasn't feeling well. Ile maro ilitoka wacha.
What?
Like when you dem is okay. Mimi sijai kuona date, but unaweza pata butterflies hiyo design surely.
Hata nikwambie honestly Rita, mimi I can't go somewhere when I know I'm not 100%. Ati siko sawa na naenda mahali.
I think she would have postponed the date for a later day. Imagine sasa hii ni kujiaibisha kiasi gani?
Okay. Aki mimi siamini somebody can. And you know, say you mevaa nguo yako ya white. Hey.
Sasa, this is what she continues to say.
Mm-hmm.
Ati, yeye ako tu zile, ngoja. So, wait, after udem, ile mahali ilitoka, wacha tu. Yeye ako tu zile ilitoka. Wait, yeye ako tu zile za, babe, are you okay? Oh!
Hata nikwambia mimi naweza cheka. Okay, personally, you are on a date and the guy does this. Akinitamwambia uko poa. After that, nacheka. Just
same. What?
Okay,
So dem ako like na mimi hata sauti sina. Akanipanguza makamasi na hanki yake. Oh my god.
Okay, that's a keeper.
Wako wapi yaki?
That's a keeper. Aki, that's a keeper.
Alafu ako like kanishika mkono tuamke, twende,
tuamke twende.
Tuamke twende but kusimama vile niliona mharo imeteremka kwa mapaja. I had to pretend I fainted. Nairobi women tuko na drama.
Hakiminalia.
How strong was that sneeze?
No, this one was sick. I look at my back. Bye. Wow, like that is my faint and laugh when I could have hubebu.
Aya, nikakufa. Waiters wakanipepeta. My future husband akakimbia kutafuta taxi, but hakurudi. I think Alisa how jina ya hiyo club. What? I waited for his text for a second date, but sikuiona. Thanks to the way mwenye alinipea bafu na nguo ya kuchange. Hey.
Guinness Book of Records. I mean, but honestly, me, you can never say this story out in public.
Same when you're able. Be her most embarrassing day.
I swear, but you know, such things happen, and when you're somebody mezoya, obviously, you won't do this to her. But since I'm with Joanna.
Wah. Me, I even have no comment for that one.
At a minute, I mkono. She has won.
Yoni, me, ultra pro max legend, everything.
Me, I think the only embarrassing thing is saying if I nikia ni kuingia kwa zile mtaro za shule.
Unampea gangster points, by the way.
We, that is tough. But T for tough.
Alijua like who play it along. Like you see, it's good that she fainted more than kutembea na mharo.
Ikianguka,
Si ikianguka, ikimwagika.
The next time, by the way, akienda date, anaenda tu kununua adult diapers nayo.
Because I don't think I can continue.
Okay.
So like there was this guy to Lijuana up, so took a vibe and stuff. He sent me his hot pics and I was damning to him. Si akatupa luga, mimi nani nikaingia box, picha zake si alikuwa ameiva, nikakuwa sure bet nishapata the one. Madam, this is one advice. Uso ifikiria tisema ni zoni, you don't even know them. Kama uo mingine ya shanza kufikiria venye in between.
Wako na daughters.
Na naenda kuharo kwa desi. So, siku ya kumit, tuka plan, tunapatana tao hapo archives, ndo tuende lunch. Saju, sijui tao vizuri, ikabidi nimeenda na beshte yangu, lakini she was to leave us, then tupatane later. Hiyo day ikafika, mimi nikajiprepare, tukafika tao. Okay, he's where the juice is. Here is where the juice is. Now listen, I call him, akaniambia ako Mr. Price. Mi naangalia, naona kiboy, kimono, like very fat.
Ati kimono.
Na ameshave ako bald-headed.
Okay, Rita, me have a question.
Tena nikaona kinapi.
Ngoja, Rita.
Oh, kiboy, kinono.
Ngoja, me have a question.
Should you...
Like, sasa, uu unaonanga kipara iko sawa ama lazima nywele ikue?
Well, unajua it depends. Some men really look nice with like the bald head alafu sasa akona ndevu vizuri. So to be honest, it really depends. And some of them definitely wanaka vibaya. And for you, does body size matter?
No. Me imagine me like small. You know me, I'm small. Sasa mimi na mtu mkubwa.
Unataka mtu anatoshana na nani? Na nani huyu mnono? Let's see an example.
Hey, you mtu anakuanga tena vate. Kai.
Willis Raburu.
Okay, he said he's bad, but sasa mimi surely I'm tiny naenda wapi? Naenda, hey, where?
Yes, eh? According to this, but you know, just sometimes these fat guys are the nice ones, Aki.
Yeah, anyway, me, no one. So,
you know, one who's nice is you hook me up, Aki.
Kwanza anaishi around huku, tebu, tapatana huku kando, tapatana.
Aya, wacha nisome. So, nikachukua simu, nikaangalia picha, naona manze, he's not even close to. Fanana na this guy ali. Na yeye. Yeah, yeah. So, alikuwa amemtumia different photos. Na tumekataza hii utoto.
Hii tabia inakuanga mbaya. Si unajua unajikubali, unaaccept.
I know, surely. Because in the end run, bado mtakuja kupatana.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, ati this guy alikuwa ameninotice, akakuja akiniita babe.
Babe.
The fat guy, nikamuuliza, when ndio huyu kwa picha? And he's like, kwa picha alikuwa skinny, tall and handsome. Sasa mimi naenda napatana na Meza Julia.
Ati Meza. Oh my God. Ati guy.
This girl, like, so Okwonko.
Okwonko umekuja ghafla. Alikuwa umekuja ghafla.
Aki, aki.
Okay, we...
Let's take a short break, please. Nina, where?
Okay, what? Okay.
So, huyu mtu amepatana na Okwonko.
Amepatana na Meja. Oh my God.
So, she's like, so, nika act cool, tu sipendi mambo mob, nika jua tu food ndo imenileta. So, we walked around town to make the matters worse. Huu kijana alikuwa ananishika mkono kwa barabara. And you know, mimi I'm chubby. And he's fat. So, tunaka kama twins.
Okay, ngoja Rita, mimi niko na swali. Unakwanga na shida na like PDA. Ati, unashika na mkono kwa barabara. You know, Kenya.
Okay, me think I'm only going to hold your hand if you are my husband or fiance. But for the first date, me kwanza I have sweaty hands. Siezi taka tushikane alafu.
Walai wewe tu. Wewe yako.
Alafu you can imagine, since it's the first date, kuna hiyo tension. So the sweat is very, very extra.
Me think, me si mind, but we. It's a place kama atitao hapo kapo hapo actors. Una do? What's right? Me can't have wapana.
Ati nini?
Nasema, mimi, I can, but sisa si place public kama apo archives. Sasa,
I know, archives kwanza is like the center of town squeeze. Imagine kushikwa mkono hapo na fat bobo na mnaka kama
twins. Alafu kidogo kidogo mmepigwa picha mmekuwa meme. Mnakuwa meme.
Well, I'm not really at discriminating on fat people, but for a first date, I think you should maybe... In fact, I'm fine kupatana maybe kwa barabara. You should meet at the place of penye mnaenda kukula.
And then you should like talk and know each other. See, maneno mingi hapa ati babe. And well, you know, sasa, once akuite hivyo babe na unaona haja react vizuri, hapo ndo unaonanga. Yeah. Lazima ni keep distance. Sasa unaenda kushika mkono. Okay, sawa. Tusikia maneno ya twins.
So ati tunakaa kama twins na anaharibu kuniita babe manze. I regretted that day. Mimi lakini sikuwa na ubaya. Tulienda tukakula, nika make sure nimebeba takeaway. Akanirudisha stage, me and my friend, and I insist ni mkiss.
Kwa street.
Surely, okay, me, okay, on a first date, I wouldn't really mind, but maybe not on the mouth, maybe on the cheek.
Sasa unajua, obviously, he wasn't going for that. Sasa cheek.
Aya, ati, wa huyu na yeye ni mkiswa, alikuwa too much, I just left him hapo, kufika home tu hivi, nikamshow tuachane. since then I don't date online. I meet someone to Najua what's next. Talk to this man. So this girl was not telling ex-Jandela. Talk to this man. Waambie waache kukua fake. Huyo tukikula nilimuliza hizi picha ni za lini. Anasema ati ni akiwa high school. Inamaanisha ati tukimaliza high school tutanona.
Well, okay, now me have a friend who thinks that boys should take like one picture, moja mbili tatu hapo if you exceed. So I think we had to pick a picture for long too.
Why would you send someone your high school photo? And I'm sure this was like maybe say yako 25 for example. Surely.
Ange piga ya ID.
Ay, achana na picha za ID.
What?
Ya high school. So udem alikuwa like I will live to remember him.
That was honestly. Ati mnakaa twins.
So what do you think Kenya about all this? How should a first date be? Like for you, what are your expectations?
Me obvious. Okay, first of all, like picture it like this. Well, like, honestly, Mimi, if you're being on a first date, imagine you're sharing the bill. Mimi I can accept that he says that nakula palafu ati because he's a man at you know. It's not right.
Sasa, first of all, me picture it. Like you in this age. Sasa muna lipa your bill 50-50, si ndio?
50-50.
Who asked to take you on the date? Si ni chali?
Ni yeye, but as in, no. Until traffic a point, he'll be paying, other times I'm paying, but say first date, no, we'll share. And then, what else? Mimi naona kama lazima tuongee tujuane.
Wewe utalipa bill nusu.
Yes, tunalipa bill nusu, nusu. And then lazima obviously lazima food be queen world. And then me when you're eating lazima ni check etiquette yako. Mimi how at one unachuni kama unaenda.
Why would you chew with your mouth open? Like,
you know. Mimi mbaya? Mina shakna. Alafu mimi, I think naangazianga vila tu shikanga.
This is my number one pet peeve.
Aki, even me, Mimi, my pet peeves are dirty nails and chewing body. Mimi makuta mbaya?
Hey, I hope the wanaume on this podcast wanasikia. Wanaume kateni makucha, chew nicely, dress well. Yani it's just that simple.
Osha tu mkono, use some. Si lazima wash na Dettol. Osha la kipande itangara. Like, Mimi when I greet a boy, even kwa hizi faki za shule na angalianga makucha. Aki, neza. Sasa, okay. So, etiquette, natangalia etiquette, na tutashare bill, na as you should be able to manage your conversation. Sasa, unasema hi, unasema hi, tunaangalia na.
But of course, kwani? You guys to have reached the first date, mekwanga mkiongea all through. So, akwezi kosa a story, it can't be that.
Sindio, like, unasema, na kuambia jams, dream. Sasa wewe upapo tunaangaliana. Aki, so a first date should have like a conversation, a good meal, good involved. You know, si mambo ya kuhara.
So for me, my first date, I don't think I'm ever going to get to have one because one of my uncles who I really consider like my dad was like, if a man ever wants to take you out on the first date, do not go on that date, but call me and tell me where the two of you are supposed to meet. I will go and handle him. So anataka tile unaona kushtua mwanaume ujue kama he's the one venyao madem wanasema. But if I was to really go on a first date, maybe if you're funny, looking good, definitely ukona etiquette, just having a good time. Bill nayo, I'm sorry, but siezi lipa. Unless wamwe kunipikia. But
there are two types of women out here, men. Kuna mimi na kuna Rita.
Ah,
aki lakini honestly wa mimi hizi first date experiences za watu zimekuwa mbaya sana.
Hey. I'm gonna be reacting to more of this. Thank you, Sana, for being on today's segment. It was definitely an interesting one.
Okay, you're welcome.
You have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
So what's up, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in. Those were definitely Nina's and my views. So musi tukasirikie, but I guess that was a great one. So sorry about the audio. I still don't have podcasting equipment, so please bear with me. Where you can't hear, I'm really sorry. And then of course, you know, network, she's a bit far from I am. So yeah, but thank you. Have a great day, y'all.